So, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, now like the water on this place, it's from the Fort Line ditch, and we bought our shares of water years and years ago, but every year we have to pay for our water. We have to pay, water here amounts to around $1,500 a year for our irrigating water, but that is for maintaining our ditches and things like that.
Are they ever called anything besides an irrigation ditch? Either that or...
canal.
Okay, that's right. Now, do those ever collect into any a larger... would you ever use an irrigation pond? Is it?
Well, some people do for their wastewater.
Okay.
But not too many, because we are in need of it so bad we only use it. There's not a leftover.
What would you call a ditch that had been dug out along an upgraded road? Does that have a name?
Bar pit.
Okay. What types of soil around here are considered good for growing crops?
Well, below, south of the Arkansas River, it's real sandy. North, up here, there's more clay in it.
Okay.
And it's a heavier soil, and it does grow better crops if it has water.
Okay. And poor soil would be clay, and is there a lot of clay in this area?
No, there's
okay.
not a lot.
But sandy soil would not be considered too good to grow in?
No, it's good for some things.
Okay.
It's good for different crops.
Okay, depending on what the crop is.
Yes.
Okay. Another pronunciation item I was wondering about, up in the mountains, if you walk out on a ledge and you fall off of it, that area there would be called a what? Would you call
cliff.
It? Okay. And the plural of that is what? If you had more than one cliff, it would be...
I don't know.
Just cliffs? Would that...
Well, really, you don't think about cliffs.
Yeah, I know that you don't.
You only fall off one at a time. Right.
Well, that's why I was wondering if it had a plural or not.
Mm-hmm. No, I've never heard him speak as... Is that a plural? You either fall off of a cliff, or it is a cliff, because they don't go for a long distance. Except for the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. That's a big one, isn't it? I'm wondering what you call the place, maybe down in Lamar, along the side of the road, that's been built with cement so people can walk on it. Won't have to walk in the road. Does that
sidewalk?
Okay. And what would a boulevard be?
Well, to me, a boulevard is a large street with a large amount of traffic on
okay.
it.
Excellent. Do people make distinctions in this area between paved and unpaved roads?
Oh,
what
yes.
do they call those? Do they use
a dirt road?
Okay. Well, do they ever use
paved road or dirt road?
Okay. Do they ever use unimproved or improved?
Oh, some people do, but they don't live here.
Like me, that's right. Yeah. A roadway that runs up through the mountains and passes through, as you're going up to the mountains, and it kind of passes through a little lower area, what would you call that place in the mountains? Would it be
I don't know.
A gap or a notch or a pass? Do those sound
I don't know.
Familiar? Okay.
I haven't been in the mountains enough to know those
okay.
things.
Well, that's what we're checking on to see. A couple other words that you may be more familiar with. I was wondering about high plains. Is
high plains, isn't that a plain area close to the mountains?
Yeah. Would you characterize this area as the high plains?
Not really.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Some people may, but I wouldn't.
Okay. Well, you're the native expert. That's the.
No, I'm not an expert. I've just lived here a long time.
Well, that's what I mean.
But I've heard people talk of this is the high plains, but to me it's not.
Yeah.
That is closer to the mountains.
Okay.